492 into Chucker, and right now on the telephone calling from where you are right now.
I'm at Lake Tahoe.
My, aren't we the lucky one?
Yes, we are, indeed.
And how are things at old Lake Tahoski?
Well, it just couldn't be nicer here. The skies are blue. We have 3 or 4 inches of beautiful powdered snow. The birds haven't forgotten their song, and it's an idyllic place.
We have Louis Biscaliasca. Welcome to Power 92.
Pardon?
So listen, let's get right down to it here. You know, I saw you in 60 Minutes there. Those older women, those older women just seem to go goo-goo over you.
Well, you know, I think it's not, it may have been on 60 Minutes, but I don't think that this kind of thing has any age restriction. Everybody gets involved in it. Everybody cares about love. And my audiences are usually made up between elderly people and middle-aged people and young marrieds and high school kids. And that's what really thrills me about my work, is that people are really interested and excited at every age. And I think so it should be, because love is a universal need, and I think it doesn't have any restriction as to age or any other restriction.
Let's say the old Chucker's sitting in a bar and he sees a good-looking filly. If I go over and, like, give her a little squeeze on the tush, would that qualify too?
Well, I think we're talking about different things, and I won't even respond to that. And I would say also that I don't know of a lover worthy of the name that isn't full of scars. All of us who care about humanity and about people and about relationships have reached out, and we've occasionally been smacked, but it's worth reaching out again. I firmly believe what William Faulkner said when he wrote that if I had to choose between pain and nothing, I would always choose pain. And I think that they should just go on. If they're smacked, they should try again. And if they're smacked, they should try again. And eventually, they're going to find the answers. And then life is going to have some meaning instead of just be something in which you take up space.
Well, I'm a big fan of William Faulkner, too.
Good.
Yes, you know, of course, his famous one, if you can't make two ends meet, make one a vegetable.
Well, good. I didn't know he said that.
Oh, yes.
Fine.
Listen, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes?
Give the Chucker a hug.
All right.
Listen, I can't thank you enough for all the time.
Well, thank you. It's been very nice talking with you, and to all of your listeners, I send a really gentle, loving human hug for the holidays.
If you're ever in town, come on up to the Playhouse, and you can hug all the kids.
All right, good.
It's Louis Bacalia.
Take care.
The Hug Guy, Power 92.
Bye-bye.